We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We have an interview coming up next with Forbes.com senior MLB writer Anthony Wetrato. We'll bring him in now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Anthony, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
So first things first, we have a baseball season. I didn't think that we were going to have one for a while. What are your thoughts on the agreement that the players and the owners came up with?
I think it's too bad for the fans that it took this long and that you're only going to get 60 games. But it's good that I think we're having something, because there was a time there where it looked like the stalemate wasn't going to end. Manfred was going to have to just impose the season. That's essentially what we got. There are some concessions here and there from both sides, but essentially what we got is Manfred implementing the season. This looks very similar to what that would have been. I think that it's nice to have it back, but I do think it sets up some pretty contentious negotiations after the following season in 21. I've heard that, you know, this won't carry over. Look, probably more than any other union chief in the history of the Players Union for Major League Baseball, the owners this year, this spring and summer, galvanized the players to become one and kind of and be steadfast in their beliefs and what they think is right than any of those guys ever have. And so I think that's going to carry over into 2021 and early 22 when these negotiations are happening. So while it's great to have baseball right now, and there's some positives with what the agreement ended up being, such as not expanding the playoffs, it doesn't shine a bright light or give a whole lot of optimism for the next round of negotiations.
It's interesting that you bring up labor issues for next year. As baseball fans, do you think we should be worried that we may not have a season next year?
Next year is fine. The 21 season is going to happen. That follows under the current collective bargaining agreement. That agreement, though, expires in December of 21. So after the World Series next season, it will expire. So going into the 22 season is when I think there should be concern that there could be a labor stoppage.
We're talking to Anthony Wetrato, senior MLB writer for Forbes.com, still trying to effort Bill some technical issues. Anthony, what do you think about, are they rushing back in to get into play? Should we be worried about the safety of the players, some positive tests, that maybe this deal isn't 100% ironclad when it comes to COVID?
Yeah, I think so. Look, the bottom line is you cannot put these guys in a bubble the way they're going to do it, where they're traveling from city to city and different hotels and different personnel in different cities. It's not a bubble. You can try to call it that, but it's not. And what we're seeing right now with the PGA Tour is every other day, someone who's involved, whether it be personnel, a caddy, a player, is testing positive. Somebody new tested positive today and have to withdraw from the current tournament. So they're similar to Major League Baseball in that they're a kind of a traveling show where it's not just in one hub city like the NBA is going to be. And the NBA is even having issues with what the definition of their bubble is right now. I think it's absolutely a concern, especially when teams are going to be playing games in states like Florida and Texas and Arizona. not to mention Southern California, all hot spots right now across the country. And then the idea that major league teams may be able to dictate if they have fans in the stadium, that's just absolutely ridiculous. You can't allow them to make that decision, because the owners have proven time and time again that when money's on the table, they're going to go get it. They're going to grab. You can say, hey, that stove is hot, don't touch it, but you put a dollar bill on there, they're going to go get it. So if you put that decision in their hands and they do it, you're risking an outbreak there. And what that does, and look, I understand fans want to go out and they want to do things and they want to see baseball, and that's all fine and good. I want that also. But what happens with an outbreak, aside from the health and safety concerns of the public, not just within Major League Baseball, but in the city that it happens in, is that you risk shutting down the season and not finishing these 60 games. And that should be a big concern also.
Anthony, Bill Michaels, and I'm back. Got some of the technical issues worked out. I wanted to go back over some of the things that Rick Schlesinger had stated about opening things up like restaurants in parks. If you're not going to put fans in the stands, you're still adhering to the guidelines of, say, the city of Milwaukee, we'll say, putting fans back in the pro shops. Is it? And I agree with you. If they can open it back up, if they can make money, that's the way they're going to do it, because they're going to do everything they can to try to break even. And they have had some personnel test positive, as David Stern says, for COVID. My question becomes, you know, and I said I'm probably going to get one or two teams that are going to have 15 players or more that have an outbreak. Do you see this season being shut down at all?
I'm with you, Bill. Everything you said, I agree with. And I do think there is going to be an outbreak. I think it's kind of inevitable. How that affects the entire season, Major League Baseball doesn't know that yet. But I think if they allow fans in, it's going to happen. I don't think that's a question. It's just a matter of when. I think if they don't allow the fans in, I think you probably have an outbreak. It may be a little more contained, and maybe a little bit smaller. But I do agree with you that, you know, if you have 10 guys in one club, or 10 people within the organization who are moving around with that club, so whether it be, you know, four or five players and then some player personnel, a trainer or something like that, then what happens? Because that team has to basically shut down, because what you would want to do is quarantine all the entire rest of that organization who has been around those players, which means the people that the teams are playing against can't play them. So I think the risk is, if you're not careful enough, and we're kind of learning this thing as we go, like the PGA is really the barometer right now, is that when that happens, what's your reaction going to be? Do you pause play for a little while? And obviously we don't want to play the regular season past September. That's the whole reason we got 60 games in the first place. I personally think it's going to be very difficult to finish the season. I wouldn't say 100%. I think it's not going to finish, but I am very skeptical that they can play through the regular season and the postseason without a stoppage.
Talking with Anthony Witrado, senior MLB writer for Forbes.com. You can follow him at @awitrado on Twitter. One of the things that David Stern says is, hey, it's 60 games, but it's not a mad dash to the finish. My question is, you got a guy like Orlando Arcia, and this was the topic of conversation yesterday, where you get off to a slow start, and he's been a traditional slow starter, a guy that hits for the first 2 months, say 180, 190. How long can you stick with a guy like that? I mean, if you're winning, it's one thing, but at some point, you're going to have to pull the plug much sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I disagree with Stearns on that. I don't know what he would consider a sprint. When you're used to 162 games, 60 is a sprint. You know, maybe it's the 200 instead of the 100, but it's still a sprint. So, you know, you get off to a good start over the first few weeks, and that can carry you through. I mean, we've seen it with teams before going into the trade deadline. The Brewers included got off to a hot start a couple years ago, I think, for the first month, and were contenders going into July, and they waffled on what they were going to do with the trade deadline. The San Francisco Giants have done the same thing. And come September, neither of those teams were really close to the postseason, and they played baseball under 500 for the rest of the year. So we see those things happening every season. It's normal for Major League Baseball because it's such a long year. And when you have a guy who starts slow, you really have to consider taking him out of the lineup, I think, on an everyday basis, because if he helps set you back in a hole, it could be hard to recover from. Just like the other teams can kind of ride out a hot start, an early hole is really difficult to dig yourself out of over the course of 60 games. I think the teams who are best equipped to handle this are teams who sort of play the platoon style, where they have a deep bench, and that tends to be National League teams more just because of the DH and all of that. But I think those teams are probably best equipped roster-wise for this kind of year, because if guys do slump, there are replacements around.
Wanted to ask you as well, you mentioned the trade deadline. What do you think it's going to be like? I mean, let's just say that you start to see escalation in cases of COVID and you're considering a trade. I can't imagine you're going to give up a bunch of prospects for a high-end guy, for a rental player, when it could be a week, it could be a month. You're not really sure what the season's going to bring because of the uncertainty. You know what I mean?
I totally hear you. The market will be bared out. It just kind of depends on what you think a guy is worth at that point, and if a team is willing to budge on him. It's a really tricky situation with all of this. And the trade deadline is only a month into the season, and then you have a month after to kind of figure out, okay, to integrate this guy and make it work. I think one of the interesting things is, in that first month, if there is a mini outbreak, will teams be, like, say there's a free agent on the Baltimore Orioles, and the Orioles have a little outbreak, you know, say 2-3 weeks into the season, and it doesn't affect said player who's on the trade block, but will teams be willing to trade for that player who might be a difference maker, given that he's been around now? I think there's a whole lot of factors that we don't see at this point that we'll see closer to that deadline. But how the market dictates itself is going to be really interesting, because I think there's going to be, I would say you're going to have 3/4 of the league thinking they can make the playoffs come August, the end of August.
Anthony, great stuff as always, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for putting up with the technical issues early on, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
No problem, Bill. Anytime.
Appreciate it. There you go. Anthony Wetrato, senior MLB writer for Forbes.com, and you can read his stuff there. You can also catch him on Twitter at A. Wetrato, at A. Wetrato, W-I-T-R-A-D-O, at A. Wetrato on Twitter. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.